T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on this Monday, the 17th of February. On the air, I'm Bill Michaels, Radio Joe Zenzola across the way. We've got Evan Heffelfinger here. Everybody's in the studio, and we are broadcasting live from our Team Hochberg studios here. You can visit my guy David and his team at 56david.com. You can also check out the show, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648 in the Milwaukee Admirals, hashtag Admirals50 talk line. You can find us over on Twitter at @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, or at Radio Joe Sports. Also, the Facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow fan page. Look for the blue check mark there. There's Instagram. There's YouTube. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com to the website. Don't forget to find us over on the Radio.com app as well. Plenty of ways to stay in touch with the program. Jay Kokorowski, by the way, going to talk some Badgers coming up here at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned for that if you're a Badger fan. We talked a lot in the last half hour of the program about Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, and talked about the Houston Astros scandal and their statistics and kind of the just a bad apology and all the excuse-making and how they wanted to just kind of go away. And in the meantime, there is now a push on. Which I don't, let me say this, and I did this when Obama was in office as well, so I'm not breaking ranks here by saying this about one president over the other. I appreciate when presidents are sports fans. I do, okay? It's what I do for a living, and I appreciate that because it does bring notoriety and such. And it never really, I never understood the made-for-TV movie that ESPN used to make out of the president picking the brackets, okay? I didn't care. All right. It was like, okay, just tell me your final four and we'll go from there. Okay. Even the president gets it wrong. Okay. Great. Okay. But now you've got with the Astros scandal, you've got President Trump now weighing in saying that Pete Rose needs to be in the Hall of Fame. Just because a sitting president says this doesn't make it right. And I know that's sacrilege to some of you, and I'm not getting into the political side of things, but what I'm going to say is this, and believe me, I grew up in that area. I have met on numerous occasions, and at one point in time, worked with one Peter Edwards Rose. It's tough because growing up, he was the kid, he was the guy that everybody idolized in Cincinnati. Growing up as a kid, man, you could not wait to play baseball. You could not wait to hit a home run like Johnny Bench or slide head first into a base like Pete Rose. You just couldn't wait to do it, you know? You go through the entire run of the Big Red Machine, and those guys, I mean, you can go through the entire lineup with Bench and Perez and Morgan and Concepcion and Rose and Foster and Griffey and Geronimo. I mean, you can go through the guys. That's the 8 starters, you know? They were icons. Bigger than life. I mean rock stars. Rock stars in that city. And it just so happened that Pete Rose, his first wife, Carolyn, was a friend of my mom's. So I got to know them pretty well. Pete Rose and a guy named Tommy Helms, who used to play for the Reds, was a coach. They opened up a restaurant together. We used to go there and eat. I mean, Friday night, I could not wait to get home from school. My mom was in a bowling league. Every Friday night, we went to bowl. I took like $3 in quarters. I would play Pac-Man and I would play Pong and everything else. And then the minute they were done, boom, across the street we went over to Pete Rose Restaurant. And just, it was the best of the week, you know, as you got older, when I was in grade school. So my opinion in this, at least from a fan's perspective, and then from what I do now, is a different but educated opinion, at least, I think. And Pete Rose, his accomplishments as a player certainly deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about that. The problem with Pete Rose, when you walk into a clubhouse, what was posted in the clubhouse, the number one rule, the scarlet letter, was you never, ever, ever gambled on baseball. Ever. Period. After what the Black Sox scandal brought to the game, you never did it. It was the number one rule. You never, ever, 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 ever do it. And he did it. Okay, now, for the most part, the majority of the evidence will show that he bet on his own team to win. So people will say, well, what's the harm? Okay, well, if you got money on the game, maybe you'll burn up a bullpen at the cost of 2 or 3 days down the road to win one game that you have money on. Okay, so there is some ramifications. But what happened after the fact, when Bart Giamatti, the commissioner, then commissioner of baseball, went to Pete and said, Pete, we got you. Okay, let's make this right for everybody. Take the 1 year ban, come out and say you're sorry. Because you can have a Hall of Fame without Pete Rose in it. And Pete knew it. And Pete, if you've ever met him, is one of the most arrogant SOBs you'd ever run across in your life. When he finally admitted it, he did it in a book that he sold and then went to a casino to sign autographs on the day that he did it. It's the arrogance of, I'll wag my finger at you because I'm Pete Rose. Because I can. So he basically shot any sense that he had of getting into the Hall of Fame in the foot. You know, it just, will he eventually get in? Probably. But he's not going to get in because the Astros cheated. That's the best way to put it. So I know there's a push on now to say, look, Pete bet on his own team to win. Pete wanted to win games for his team and selfishly for monetary reasons. But you cannot gamble on the game. And then when you had the ability to come clean, when all you had to do was say, you know, this is what I did. I got tangled up with some bad people, and he did. I got tangled up with some steroid dealers who became bookies, and I think part of it was he was afraid of being fully ratted out and didn't want to tarnish his image and just thought, I'm Pete Rose. I'll do what I want. And then it all came to pass, and we found out the truth. And, you know, he wagged his finger at everybody and said, you got to do what I say. And Bart Giamatti said, no, I don't. And I think ultimately the stress of that, the pressure from all of that, killed Bart Giamatti. Certainly so much so that Bud Selig believed it, that stress killed his friend, which is one of the reasons he was never going to even consider Pete Rose being in the Hall of Fame, no matter what the accomplishments are. Pete's uniform, bat, cleats, all that stuff, that can reside in the Hall of Fame, but Pete Rose himself, no, he can't. So I understand when you look at cheating and the steroid era, and people say, well, if steroid guys should be there, then Pete Rose should be there. If cheaters that bang on garbage cans and tip pitches should be there, well, then Pete should be there. I understand it. I'm not arguing that point. My point is he had the chance to be able to do it and didn't. And did it for years and years and years and years and years and years and years until he saw a financial windfall. And then he took that out. It just, money and gambling can be a terrible, terrible disease. And he never hit rock bottom. Still probably hasn't. But just because the Astros cheated doesn't make it right to then put another person who broke the rules into the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. I wish he was. As a Cincinnati Reds fan growing up and a guy who idolized, I mean, I slid head, baseball was my sport. Football, I ended up playing, but baseball was my sport. I mean, all the way through sophomore year of high school until I committed myself more to football. But I mean, that was it. I mean, I played on the same field Pete Rose played on growing up as a kid. You could not wait to round second and head to third and do a head first slide into third base. You couldn't wait for it. And, you know, every time you did it at that high school that he went to, that him and Dave Parker and Leon Durham and numerous other Major League Baseball players had gone through. You couldn't wait to do it. You couldn't wait to idolize that guy. But being a West Sider, but you just, as an adult sitting here, you just can't do it. You can't put him in. Can't put him in. Not just because the Astros did something. Maybe for another reason. I don't know. Maybe you soften your stance, or maybe you fully put out all the evidence and the information, and Pete comes out and owns it and then says, you know, hey, I'm throwing myself on the mercy of all or something. I mean, I don't know, but I don't know if you can just say because the Astros did what they did, Pete belongs. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Is now a good time to maybe resurrect the argument? I don't think it's a bad time, but I'm not going to put Pete in just because. You know what I mean? 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. He had a tremendous career, made a ton of money, was one of the first real free agents out there. And Pete went off to Philadelphia and made a boatload of cash. Him and Mike Schmidt. I mean, Mike Schmidt was his biggest supporter. And even Mike Schmidt said that Pete fell out of the good graces. And Mike Schmidt felt for years that Pete Rose belonged in the Hall of Fame. And finally couldn't defend him anymore. Because of his own actions. So, do you now, as a baseball fan, say, you know what? Cheating is cheating. Everybody's doing it. And the ones that are doing it better are the ones that just aren't getting caught. Therefore, Pete Rose should probably go in the Hall of Fame. Convince me otherwise. 855-830-8648. Lucas writes, by the way, I would love for somebody to ask Manfred if he's promoting cheating, especially to our youth, teaching young boys and girls that it's okay to cheat by not really punishing them. If you can do it and you're the only one that can then testify to the fact that you're cheating and then get away with it, yeah. I mean, they didn't have to give any money back. They didn't have to give up their ring. They're still considered World Series champions. Will they get into the Hall of Fame? No. I would assume not. But in the Houston area, there's still money to be. And for the guys that didn't have a big name in the 2017 series, their memories will fade away. I mean, there'll still be somebody who has a ring, right? Glenn, listening to us in Wausau. Glenn, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Very good, Bill. First time, like all your opinions, whether they agree with them or not, I like listening to what you have to say, but I'm going to disagree. Until you tell me or the commissioner says that, hey, nobody from the Astros that is going into the Hall of Fame, despite whatever attributes they have given to the baseball game, then I'm okay with Pete Rose staying out. So cheating is cheating, different kinds of cheating, but nevertheless, you can't hang your head on saying, well, they're going to have a little bit of shame here and they get to keep their rings and everything. Pete's still got his rings. Pete's still got his bat and his spikes and all his accolades, despite being a cheater. So either all in or all out, either way, but not partial this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get the pick.
Right. No, I understand it. Appreciate it, Glenn. It's a very good point. The problem is that there is no rule written above your clubhouse that talks about sign stealing. It's an unwritten rule. But there is one now about electronics and clubhouses and such. And I put it this way. I don't see Altuve or anybody else, for that matter, getting any sympathetic writers' votes at this point for Hall of Fame numbers. Because everybody believes they did it more than just in the 2017 season. And there's more below the surface that is not being confirmed publicly, I guess, even though they say, well, prove it. Well, the only people that can prove it are inside the clubhouse, but there's enough of that video evidence, if you will, where people can go, well, what are you talking about? Why would a legitimate contender or person or jubilant celebrant not want to be involved in the scrum or something to that effect? So anyway, look, I can't imagine any legitimate voter voting any one of these guys into a Hall of Fame. Now, Pete Rose, on the other hand, there are people that would love to vote him into the Hall of Fame. But the number one cardinal rule is, and it's written in clubhouses, you do not gamble on baseball. Had he not gambled on baseball and just been a gambling addict to horses and football and such and basketball, he's in the Hall of Fame. 855-830-8648. We'll come back with Harvey and a cast of thousands on hold. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, my friends over at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they've extended last month's financing offer. The whole month, by the way. 10-year, 2.99% APR, or 18 months, zero APR to approve credit. Now, because of the demand, because there's a lot of people like you and me taking advantage of this, they need a little bit of help because there's a lot of people that are discovering Pella Windows and Doors. They are number one nationally recognized. So if you're an experienced window and door installer, listen up. They need some help. Pella has been in business for over 100 years. They offer premium pay, some of the best pay in the industry, as a matter of fact, and you're going to get hands-on training. You're going to work daily with project managers. You're going to get, on-time completion. But you can apply immediately, and they're only taking the best of the best. PellaWI.com/career opportunities, because they want to make sure that you install the best windows and doors with the best people in your home. So make window replacement part of your 2020 vision. Go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. I've got them in my house. I can't love them anymore if I had to. PellaWI.com. Let's get back to it. Let's go to Harvey on the south side of Milwaukee. Harvey, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about the Astros, obviously.
Sure.
Rob Manfred proved himself to be probably incompetent as the commissioner of baseball, because if he can't handle something like this, which is really an easy fix, what he should have done is he should have fined the team, he should have taken back all of their playoff money, and he should have suspended all the players who participated for a year. They suspend players who take PEDs because it increases their chances of performing. Obviously, this increased their chances of performing, and you can't tell me that the only time they did it was in the World Series.
Right.
So it seems to me it was very weak. It set a very bad precedent for baseball. I don't know where he goes from here or how he manages to punish anybody else who either takes PEDs or participates in any type of activity, which is against baseball rules. It just doesn't. I just don't see it. I think he's lost his ability to be effective.
I would agree. Appreciate the phone call because the steroid thing is a very good comparison because it's considered cheating. And guys get 30 days, guys get 6 months, and then guys get banned for a long time, for an entire season. 30 days, 90 days, and then I think an entire season. It's hard to argue. I can't argue with that. I can't believe, look, did it take every player to tell you what was going on so you could then gather all the evidence, or were you just, because what happened, and the lack of discipline for the actual players that were involved basically says he didn't want to tangle with the Players Association. And that's what it comes down to. He just didn't want to go after them. So, I mean, that's kind of sad, because that means that the Players Association, one, is so strong that you were kind of powerless against them, and two, it also shows that the Players Association was going to not represent the players that do it cleanly, but more so represent the players that don't. Does that make sense? That they were going to go vigilantly and vehemently in favor of the guys that cheat. And that's just wrong on so many levels. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We would love to hear from you. 855-830-8648. Let's go to John listening to us in Milwaukee. John, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I just want to talk about the Pete Rose thing. It's always bothered me. I'm 61, so I've been around for a while. I don't claim to know a whole bunch, although what I know is, to me, I've been a lifelong Brewer fan, But Pete Rose, he's the epitome of hard work and guts in baseball. And, you know, he had talent, but it was sheer determination that this guy, that he lived on and played the game by.
Right.
And I don't know if he was doing this as a player. I'm not sure about that. But whatever happened as a manager shouldn't affect what he did on the baseball field. I mean, he was gut and blood. The guy, he was all out. He was something that kids could strive to be like as a player. Now, if Tom Brady, I don't hear anyone saying that Brady shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame for Deflategate and the other stuff, or Bill Belichick for the things the Patriots have done. And I don't see anyone, you know, trying to minimize their rings. Brady, he's probably not the greatest quarterback, but Bill Belichick is probably the greatest coach ever, including Vince Lombardi. I mean, the guy's a wizard. But I don't hear anyone talking about they should be kept out of the Football Hall of Fame.
I appreciate the phone call, because you can't quantify the cheating. Boy, that's a great question. What Bill Belichick did, I don't know, on two separate specific occasions. Okay, Spygate, we all know about. All right, and they got chastised for that, and they got shut down. After that, the Deflategate thing, we're talking about a couple of pounds of air in a football that we don't know, because it's not just a pitcher and a hitter, okay? You're talking about a quarterback throwing a football, and how many times did he throw it? How much did those passes specifically affect a game? You know, it's trying to quantify what the wins meant or how easy the wins came about via the cheating. Major League Baseball, when you know it's coming and you see walk-off home runs after banging on a garbage can because you know a breaking ball is coming, you know where to put your foot, you know where to put your hands, you know where to put your wrist, the whole thing. That is very difficult to quantify. Or it's easy, actually. Easier to quantify versus a full football team understanding certain things and coaches understanding certain things. And I'm making a very, very bad argument here, but it's hard to quantify what 22 guys defensively and offensively get a benefit from versus a pitcher versus... Really, baseball's a man-to-man sport until the ball's put in play. And if you're jacking home runs because you know the pitch that is coming, you're adding runs to the board immediately. You're changing a score immediately, as opposed to Tom Brady throwing a quick out to Julian Edelman or something like that. So that... I get it, but there's going to be people... Look, there's going to be people that will say Bill Belichick was a cheater, but there are also going to be a lot of people that know him that say the guy does everything he can to get the edge, and he'll walk right up to the line of controversy, but he does everything he can not to cross it, and he's just been brilliant in being able to scheme and take away your strengths. So it is what it is, I guess. Robert, listening to us in Madison on the Zone. Robert, how you doing today, buddy? What's going on?
Very good. Well, first of all, Pete Rose didn't cheat. Pete Rose bet on baseball as a manager.
Right. I agree.
That's different from something that has a direct effect on the game, which is cheating during the World Series and knowing what balls or what pitches are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And what the reason people are calling to say that Pete Rose should be in is because if the standard is Pete Rose was held out because gambling on the game tarnished the game somehow beyond repair, what does cheating during the World Series do for
I agree.
Out loud?
I agree.
And so to say that a bunch of players that cheated in the World Series get nothing, and you're going to ban a guy for life for what he did as a manager, not as a player. Let me ask you this. If you had a young son playing baseball, do you want to emulate Pete Rose, Mr. Hustle, or Altuve and all these other guys that were cheating by knowing what the pitch count was? Which ones do you want your son to emulate?
I completely 100% agree with you.
And so the Manfred, he's just chicken, and this baloney about not wanting to take on the players' union. If I'm one of the non-cheating players, the 95% of the non-cheating players in the league, and we're coddling all these cheaters because we don't want to take on the players' union, what do we have a commissioner for then? Who's defending all the legitimate players that lost the games and didn't get to play in the World Series and all the other things because these guys all cheated? Every single guy on that team should be banned for life, period. Otherwise, you've set no standard at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the commissioner's just being spineless.
Yep.
Taking the easy way out. And frankly, as a casual baseball fan, I'm tired of the unwritten rules and the pitchers getting to hit a guy because somebody just got a home run and showed him up. That's so tiring. Fans are tired of it, and they're tired of the double standard and the mealy-mouthed way that baseball conducts its business. And frankly, as a casual fan, I'm pretty much a done fan.
Yeah.
But I will take every chance I get to boo anybody from the Astros and make my position known, because they've tarnished the game way beyond belief. And this isn't going to go away for a long time, nor should it.
Yeah.
But the Pete Rose thing, he don't lump him in as a cheater. Yeah, he was a gambler, but he wasn't a cheater. And, you know, I'd rather have my kids play like Pete Rose than any one of these dirtbags.
Yep. No, I understand. I appreciate the phone call. Look, there's not a lot there I could – let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. There's not a lot there that I can argue with. I'll say that. But, like I said, when you walk in a clubhouse, one of the big rules you see sitting right there above the door is no betting on baseball. It's just it's spelled out in letters. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders as well. They have a 98% success rate at treating guys with ED. Also, when it comes to low T, they've got a tremendous success rate there as well. And the all-in-one weight loss program, it works, but you can't do anything if you don't call. 414-455-4451. Call the medical experts at New Mail Medical, 414-455-4451. More of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show, we continue on. Hopefully you're enjoying your day and you can sit back, relax a little bit. We're going to talk some Badger basketball coming up here momentarily. This portion of the program brought to you by good friends over there at the Biofuels Association. Make 2020 a new year when it comes to how you put gas in your tank and how you maybe save some money or maybe do something for the economy in the state of Wisconsin. They have a brand new website out called abetterfuel.org. That's abetterfuel.org. And good people over there. Really good people over there. They have for a long time been trying to spread the word about your money, what you do with it, unleaded 88, E85, the flex fuel vehicles, all that kind of good stuff. Go to their new website. It dispels a lot of the myths. It gives you a bunch of facts. Go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. And see for yourself what it is I've been telling you about for a while now. And do something good for the economy. Do something good for the environment. Do something good for yourself. There you go. Easiest way to do it. Go to abetterfuel.org. That is abetterfuel.org. Jay Kokorowski, allbadgers.com and si.com, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jay, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Besides the snow that's falling here in Madisonville, I mean, I'm trying to think back to my the days when I covered Wisconsin and South Florida and Tampa back in August when it was 95 and hot down in Tampa, man. I could use that right now.
Wow, that's not a bad way to go with a little bit of warmth, but I cannot wait for the snow and the cold to get out of here myself. I completely agree with you. Once we get to March, we start to think about warmer thoughts and maybe warmer climates and places that teams go and visit, and you hope for something to the south or at least a Midwest that's warmer. So you tell me about this Badger basketball team. Right now, the way it sits, give me your thoughts as to, we've only got so many games left before the tournament gets here, so give me your thoughts as this team kind of, you know, closes things out down the stretch.
Right, yeah, and it's interesting. I got allbadgers.com. I kind of looked at it last night. I updated it this morning. Just looking at the final six regular season games for Wisconsin. They sit at 15-10, and more importantly, 8-6 in the conference play. And right now they're tied for sixth with Illinois, and there's a log jam. They're a half game out of being tied for third, for that matter. So, this is a team that, you know, you're seeing where Ohio State, you know, they beat Ohio State at home on past Sunday, and then they defeated Nebraska on the road, which is a good win. They needed that win. Obviously, a loss would have been, I think, devastating. But now you're looking at who they're facing. There's some repeat opponents with Purdue and Rutgers. Both are at home for that in the next week. You know, this is a team that I think
could win every game, but then again, it's also a team that could probably lose, you know, 3 to 4 of these final six games as well, depending upon shooting, the defense, and whatnot, if that collapses here and there. And Greg Yard always preaches defense, as you all know. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But I think, you know, it's a promising sign where you see a team shooting well, and maybe Nebraska, but you see a team that normally has not shot well on the road shoot nearly 50% from the floor in the win, especially in that hot second half where they shot even, you know, with a 53% from the field and, you know, with a 69-point-something percent from downtown from three-point range. So this is a team I think you're seeing people step up, but, you know, like Demetric Trice, Elite Ford, Micah Potter, Brad Davidson with his 30 points. But it's also another thing, too, where, you know, this is going to be a tough stretch, and there are teams in that conference, too, that, you know, they want to make the tournament, and these are big games for them as well.
Tell me about, I was going to say, get into the rest of the conference, because obviously Maryland on top. The Badgers are off tonight, back at it tomorrow. You got Penn State, who is up there. Iowa's who's up there. The Badgers have beaten Michigan State. Michigan State fourth right now in the Big Ten. They're tied with Rutgers and, I mean, Illinois nipping at their heels and just above the Badgers. So give me your thoughts on the Big Ten as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting because I know the talk, especially, you know, nationally and whatnot, even not just within the conference, is how many Big Ten teams will make it and how many deserve it for that matter, where I think this is one of the best conferences, obviously, in the nation. There's a lot of good teams. I don't know if there's I think you're seeing what's happening with Maryland and Penn State now with 8-game winning streaks. Those are big names, and obviously you saw what Maryland did on the road against Michigan State this past weekend in defeating the Spartans. So that was huge, I think, in my eyes, like a shakeup where Michigan State's got some catching up to do with, you know, in their final half dozen or so games coming up. So, you know, this is, in my opinion, depending upon road and, you know, home games, it's really, this is a conference right now that whoever plays at home has a really good shot of winning. Whoever's on the road, it just seems like every team, it's not just Wisconsin that's dealing with this, but, you know, the road woes are huge right now. And so for Wisconsin, luckily they have four of their final six games inside the Kohl Center, and they do face Purdue and Rutgers, Northwestern, and Minnesota at home. They have to play at Michigan later this month, and then wrapping up with Indiana before the Big Ten tournament in March. So this is, you know, Indiana's likely jockeying for a spot. You're looking at what Purdue coming up tomorrow night. You know, they're all looking to secure wins, get these quad one wins, and try to make their resume even bolder for the NCAA tournament. You know, we may see double-digit Big Ten teams come March Madness.
Well, that was going to be my next question. How many do you think? I mean, it's going to depend a lot on the mid-majors and what they do and upsets and all that kind of stuff. But realistically, what is it, say, 8 teams, 9 teams in for the Big Ten?
I think so. I mean, double-digit would be – I know some – I think at one point, and obviously these are all projections too, right, where I think someone projected 11 of the 14 teams. But, you know, you look at just what these teams can, you know, and just the Big Ten alone, you know, you look at the net rankings and you have – quite a few, you know, in the top, you know, 40, top 50 of the NCAA net rankings, which, if I'm not mistaken, they're using to help figure out, you know, the committee will, in terms of figuring out seeding or if they earn a berth in the NCAA tournament. This, I would probably say right around 8, you know, probably about 8 or 9. I wouldn't be surprised though if they went, you know, 10. It really depends on what happens in the final few games, if there's going to be a lot of teams beating each other up, if you will, or you know what happens in the tournament, you know, in terms of a loss here and there, like an upset early on in the Big Ten tournament and whatnot. So, but right now, you know, I think 9's good, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes higher.
Hey, before I get you out of here, we were talking last week, and we did not get you on to get your opinion on this, but we were talking about Greg Gard, and obviously, you know, the Kobe King thing hit, and a lot of people began to question Gard or the program and what have you. Give me your thoughts on Greg Gard, and give me your thoughts on this program and the direction in which they're headed.
I mean, you've seen, I think, the team respond really well in face of the adversity it's faced, not just with what's happened in the past few weeks, in the past 2 weeks, really. It's, you've seen what happened with what Greg Gard and his staff have done with the tragic accident that involved Howard Moore and his family, and, you know, how he lost, you know, his wife and daughter, and then, you know, now he's on medical leave, I think as of, it was back in July, and then, you know, on the court, working through Micah Potter's, you know, in terms of his eligibility issues, and then you're seeing what's happened with Kobe King and the resignation of Eric Helen, there, the director of strength and conditioning and the men's basketball strength and conditioning coach. You've seen them step back up when Kobe King, after he publicly announced the, you know, his withdrawal, his you know, leaving the team, they step up and they beat a ranked Michigan State squad inside the Kohl Center. And I know it was a tough loss against, you know, against Minnesota on the road, but, you know, the next game at home, honoring the Final Four team from 2000 squad, they go out and beat Ohio State, and, you know, and then on the road, they beat Nebraska just a couple of days ago. I think what he's been able to do with this program in terms of all the adversity they have faced and whatnot should be noted by many, and they're starting, I think, and the Big Ten's always going back and forth right now with the road games, like I mentioned before, road games and performance there versus home, some home cooking helping out. But I think keeping this team together, you're seeing this team stick together, players stepping up, and that will need to continue going forward. And but overall, I mean, with all this team has faced this season, I think you have to give, you know, guard credit where they've kept this team together, and they worked through, and I think they'll continue based off of the precedent they've set. I think they'll continue to work through what they need to reach the tournament and beyond.
Always good, Jake, to talk to you. We'll get you on when the tournament gets here, and then we'll kind of go from there, okay?
Sounds great. You guys have a great day. Stay warm and stay safe out there, y'all.
Absolutely. Thanks, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go, Jake Kokorowski from allbadgers.com, SI.com. You can follow him at Jake Coco, K-O-C-O, on Twitter, at Jake Coco. That's where you can find his stuff and read all about his Badger reports and such. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they begin to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. Also brought to you by our friends at Mike Mack, the tax attorney. He's helped me in the past. He can help you this time of year. Everybody's looking for a little bit of a break, or maybe just need some good advice, or maybe need somebody to really go to battle for you. That's Mike Mack. Go to MikeMack.com, M-I-K-E, MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com. Also, say hi to our friends out at Stoley's Hog Alley in Oconomowoc. You don't need to be a motorcyclist to go in there, but they're serving breakfast, lunch, dinners, all that kind of good stuff, depending on the time of day and the week. But stop in and check it out. Lunch is daily. They've got breakfast on the weekends. They've got terrific meals in the evening as well. It's always a great pub to go into and just say hello to everybody. Say hi to Jeff and everybody out there. Good stuff at Stoley's Hog Alley. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
But if my friends ask where you are, I'm gonna say.
Hey, don't forget, coming up this Friday, it's the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. It is a special one. We are heading to Concordia University. That's where we're gonna emanate from. The Milwaukee Basketball Hour this Friday night, 6 to 7, and it should be an interesting one. We're doing it for the students and such out there. I'm not quite sure where we're doing it. I don't know if we're doing it in the basketball arena or where we're doing it. But we're going to Concordia University for the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Yours truly, going to be Steve Novak from Fox Sports Wisconsin, obviously the Bucks analyst, and our special guest from the Milwaukee Bucks will be alongside. We don't have that to share yet, but it's going to be a fun one. So if you're, I think there's actually tickets for this one to get in. So this is going to be a big one. We're going to Concordia University this coming Friday night. Make sure you're listening to the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Real quick, let's go to Roy listening to us in Maryland, WJJQ. Roy, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, good, Bill. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I was just going to chime in on you're talking about the, you know, these, all this cheating in football and baseball. And, you know, just a thought, you know, maybe the commissioners from football or and baseball and even college sports, they get caught cheating, maybe take away a portion or all of their monies awarded to them from TV and radio. And you know that the stadiums don't really float the boat to pay the players and all that. It's all off the media.
Mm-hmm.
That's big bucks. I mean, maybe if they threaten them with something like that, maybe it'd stop. I mean, look what they do to the Big Ten. They share that with all the other teams
right.
for the athletic departments. And I mean, just something really hard. I mean, what is this teaching our kids and grandkids, you know, to cheat and mm-hmm. stuff like that? You know, if you lose, you lose. You know, you work harder.
Right.
Things like that. But
no, I understand.
I mean, maybe threaten them hard on something like that, but. Just kind of wanted to hear your thoughts. And one last thing is, Bill, tip of the hat to you about the fundraisers you do. The toy drive is unbelievable. And the
appreciate it.
Fisher House. Everything you do, that's just great.
So, I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. All right, buddy. Appreciate it. He drops off. You get on board, 855-830-8648. Thanks to, you know what? There's a lot coming up. We got a lot of charitable stuff coming up. We got some stuff this summer. There's some other things that are going on. As a matter of fact, I mentioned the other day, our friends at the Nice Ash, I was out there over the weekend in Waukesha. They have got a big event coming up because the moving wall, the Vietnam moving wall, is coming to Waukesha. And coming up here in just about a week, if I'm not mistaken, it might be even this weekend. Yeah, it's this weekend. It's coming up this Saturday. They've got a poker tournament benefiting the moving wall. And if you are interested in getting involved in it, 262-547-9009. That's 262-547-9009. Or go to thenicash.com. That's thenicash, A-S-H, ash.com. And you can get involved in a tournament, and the proceeds are going to help the moving wall pay the cost to get it here. It's an educational, it's a very moving thing to begin with, pardon the pun, but it's a very educational thing along the way. So they've got some stuff going on out there, thanks to our friends at the Nice Ash. Another hour of the Bill Michaels Show coming up right after this.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.